you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. We'll keep this one brief, Larson.
We say that every time, though.
In the news.
First, are the Hardy Boys done with WWE?
Are they?
Really? No. According to Fightful, no.
They like being there, huh?
Well, maybe to a certain degree.
Is that irrelevant at this point?
Pretty much.
What's going on?
Fightful is reporting that, quote, former WWE World Heavyweight TNA and TNA Champion Jeff Hardy has already had his WWE contract extended for at least another year due to injury.
Wow.
And that both Matt and Jeff's contracts have been rolled over by WWE into 2020 due to missed time because injury.
Wait, math wizard, can you extrapolate? When were their contracts set to end then prior to this?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Matt, of course, largely has been a healthy scratch from TV. He showed up, a couple weeks ago briefly or last week in a backstage segment with Apollo Crews.
We went to WrestleMania in 2017?
Yeah.
It's not... Okay, so...
My understanding is that they might have signed another deal after, like, that was a short-term thing.
Okay.
I think, but I could be wrong. Usually they used to do three-year deals back then.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, because 2017, that had taken to 2020, but if that was a short-term deal, okay.
As I mentioned, Matt has largely been a healthy scratch from TV. He's been posting stuff on Twitter about how hard it is to be Matt Hardy, but hasn't really been on TV much. And Jeff has been recuperating from knee surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Fightful continues, quote, Matt's contract is up in early March, but they add that it's entirely possible that could be extended past that should he get injured. Finally, Fightful comments on the, quote, arbitrary nature of WWE extending deal, saying that multiple wrestlers have told Fightful that, quote, they aren't sure of what criteria, if any, are followed in implementing it. Seems like the criteria is they think you can go somewhere else and draw eyeballs away from WWE's product. They're going to keep you around as long as they legally can.
Honestly, man, it wouldn't surprise me if that became either part of the contracts. I mean, obviously it is part of the contracts so they can do this.
Yeah.
But it would be mandatory at this point. I mean, they don't want anybody, no matter if you're the top person in the company or all the way down to the, you know, not even being on TV like an Eric Young or an EC3, certainly an EC3.
Yeah.
Anybody else could do a lot with him. I get the feeling that, like, I mean, this was noted when the story came out about Casey Catanzaro maybe asking for her release, where these days releases simply don't happen.
No.
Unless contractually you're able to get out of it.
Yeah.
Or to some degree if you want out and the WWE says, okay. I mean, I would still think there'd be a lengthy no compete clause, but
yeah.
I don't know, man. It seems to me that
the days of people going in and asking for their release and it being granted are over.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there might have been a time when wrestlers, especially wrestlers like Matt and Jeff Hardy, who have been with the company, not continuously, obviously, but for a long time, who have built up a lot of equity inside Titan Towers, when their contract expired, there might have been a situation where Vince could have just been, all right, just let him go. You know,
not these days,
not anymore,
because tomorrow they could show up in AEW.
Yep.
I mean, we're about to see, it'll be kind of interesting when, given the legal dispute between Ric Flair and the company, I guess Ric Flair's legal dispute with the company, because his Legends contract, I think, is coming up soon.
Mm-hmm. And he slid to appear on the Jericho Cruise.
Oh, yeah. And AEW already has two horsemen for sure, Arn and Tully.
Oh, Ric Flair, he was a horseman.
Ric Flair
and Sid.
Is Ole alive?
That I don't know. I think so. Sid is, though.
Sid could totally go.
Lex Luger's alive.
As long as it's not during softball season.
Yes.
Yeah, the Hardys are a big, big name. They can still wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even until he was injured, Jeff Hardy was doing crazy stuff.
Yeah, I know.
And he was doing interesting stuff, too.
Yes.
I wonder how they feel about this, or if it's just like, well, that's just business. You know, we knew that going into
it.
That's just business.
Well, I'm sure they get a gist of what's going on based on the industry as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's no shock to them.
And I wonder if they even really want to. I mean, they're getting probably paid a ton of money by WWE. Mm-hmm. I wonder. I mean, they're probably happy there. I don't know. Maybe there's been no hint. Like, Matt Hardy was just on Watch Along, I think, either Clash of Champions or SummerSlam. Like, I don't even know if they'd want to leave at this point.
Yeah, no.
Like, WWE is their home.
Yeah.
But maybe they do. Who knows?
Who knows, man?
Maybe they're like, man, we're going to go to AEW.
It could be at this point, now they've made a ton of money. Money's not a thing.
Yeah.
They just want to go out and do interesting stuff.
Maybe.
And right now, it doesn't seem like WWE is really the place for them to do interesting stuff.
Well, they're injured. Or one of them.
Well,
injured.
Jeff is. Jeff Matt's is not.
Yeah.
Matt's healthy.
Yeah. In any event, somebody who isn't quite healthy but is trying to get there, Big Cass, of course. This past weekend, there was the incident that we talked about here on the show at WrestlePro, where the cops were called in. He wasn't arrested, but there's big hullabaloo. Apparently, he was
escorted out. Yeah,
he was escorted out. There was some shenanigans with his car being in people's way. Anyways, he issued an apology via Twitter, via not his Twitter, but Enzo's Twitter account. And it said this. I have been very honest with my past struggles, and it has been an ongoing battle. On Saturday night, I obviously let my demons get the better of me, and I ruined an important night for a really great guy in an unfortunate series of events. Of course, he's referring to Pat Buck. It was mm-hmm. his final show there,
mm-hmm.
Sort of a tribute to him, because he's going to be working as a producer for WWE.
Correct.
He continues, I have worked incredibly hard to get where I am, and even harder to overcome my ongoing battle with depression. But I will work my absolute hardest to right the wrongs of Saturday night and apologize to Kevin Matthews, Pat Buck, Joey Janela, the entire WrestlePro locker room, and all parties involved from the bottom of my heart. I'm getting help from family and friends as we speak and will be getting professional help in the near future, and ask all to please respect my privacy in the meantime. When and if I reemerge as a public figure, it will be in good faith. And I hope to inspire those who struggle with the same mental health issues I do to seek the help they need. If Tyson Fury can do it, so can I. Remember, I ain't dead yet, and neither are you. Peace and love. William Patrick Morrissey III, who, of course, that's the real name of Big Cass, Kaz XL. So, good for him. Way mm-hmm. to own up.
Yeah, taking ownership of what happened and find ways to heal himself. And make amends for the mistakes he obviously made on Saturday.
You know, man, I really hope this goes the way we all want it to, because if it goes the other way, that's not going to end well.
No.
It's not going to end well.
No.
I do think, though, that if this guy gets his act together and if he gets the help that he needs and he's able to stay on course, I have no doubt that he can be a big deal in the pro wrestling mm-hmm. business again. Mm-hmm. I truly believe that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Yeah, here's hoping that he gets the help he needs and gets healthy, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, a lot of people, if they go through something like this, you know, you can sink into denial, into some really dark places.
Well, depression especially can mm-hmm. be a cyclical pattern where you feel bad and you feel bad about feeling bad, and so it makes you feel worse.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It can get really deep.
Yeah.
You can get really deep in the hole of feeling terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hopefully he comes out of this on the other side mm-hmm. a better person. Before we go, I want to bring this up, man. It's our fifth year anniversary here going in Raw as of next week. It was 5 years ago that you, me, and one Dan, best-selling author,
yeah,
Dan Nerd Cubed, all kicked off this going in Raw juggernaut. And to commemorate that, we reached out to superstar artist Juan Ortiz
mm-hmm.
to do, you know, y'all know I love doing the drawing, but I thought for once, hey, let's have somebody else do it. So we reached out to him and he did this. It's our fifth Amazing. Anniversary shirt sticker pack. Look at that little piece of artwork there. Juan whipped up for us.
It's great.
That's going to be on a t-shirt. You get that. You get a glow in the dark going in Raw logo sticker.
I want one.
You can get one. You can get a Slow Wolfpack hologram.
I'd like one of those,
We've
too.
We've never done a hologram sticker before.
No, only for Adam Mayhem's face.
Nor have we done... Well, he got that done. Nor have we done a glow-in-the-dark sticker. And then we also have his artwork. I told him, I was like, man, we're going to use this artwork a million different ways with a couple different color schemes. Uh-huh. You get the bright green and pink sticker
yeah.
Of his art. And then there's also a two-sided postcard.
Yeah, I have one of those right here.
Here, I'll take this thing down.
So on one side, you get the full image.
Right, you got that there.
The other side, you get close-up of the two of us.
Close-up, and it's got like some comic book-y type thing going for it.
Yeah.
So it's really terrific. Thanks to Juan.
Yes, thank you very
man,
much.
I reached out to him, and like immediately he hit me back in the DM, said, what do you want? What, you know, let me know right now. I said, how much? He said, this much. I said, okay, great. He did it. It was amazing.
Yep.
It was awesome.
Yep, it was awesome.
So be sure to check that out. And then, yeah, tomorrow we're going to do our SmackDown review.
Yep,
our Raw review is available right now.
Correct.
So check that out and check us out at patreon.com/Steven Larson. Got all sorts of rewards there, bonus episodes. And be sure to sub to the channel. Hit that sub button and the notify bell, people. Thanks so much for watching. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.